Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturnoho radičného veselania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, abo sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás nesmyslno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svita.
Hello and welcome to the Rusin Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at noon here on WEDO, a 10 a.m. on your radio dial. WEDO will be signing off at 6 p.m. for the next few months. Therefore, the Rusin Heritage Program will not be rebroadcast on Sunday evenings. We will let you know when they resume. Let's get started with a medley from the Ulyan CD. You can listen to the Rusin Heritage Program anywhere in the world at any time of the day or night via the Internet. Simply go to the homepage at c-rs.org and scroll down the left-hand column to Rusin Radio. If you enjoy the music, the news items, and information in the program, and you want it to continue, please send your tax-deductible donation to me at 37 Wilson Avenue, Mickey's Rocks, PA, 15136, email rusinradio@c-rs.org, or check the Rusin Radio box at the bottom of your membership renewal form and include it with your renewal. We need your financial support to stay on the air. I got a generous donation in the mail with the following note. Jack, during the upcoming holiday, we are thankful for the Rusin Heritage Radio program. Thanks to you and Dean for hosting the program. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Sincerely, Frank and Eileen Chipridge. We thank you, Frank and Eileen, for being such loyal listeners and financial supporters. Dean and I are thankful for all of our loyal listeners and supporters, and may you all have a happy Thanksgiving. And since every good thing we have comes from above, let us give thanks.
Untimely death last week, we started a history lesson on Bishop Theodore Romja. The following excerpts are from Eternal Word Television Network and Apologia Geosites web pages. On June 29, 1945, Subcarpathian Ruthenia was officially annexed by the Soviet Union. Because the Catholic Church opposes atheistic communism, the Soviet Union refused to tolerate Catholicism within its borders. In anticipation of hostility, Bishop Romja began to travel to every single parish church in the eparchy to unite its people and encourage the faithful to preserve its faith. He did not limit his concern to his own Greek Catholics, but also took care of many Roman Catholic parishes. It was not long before the Soviet authorities began to harass the bishop, accusing him of crimes and violations and interrogating him for hours on end. Priests were being executed and deported to Siberia. When informed that membership in the Greek Catholic Church was illegal in Subcarpathian Ruthenia, Bishop Romja always responded, "I would rather die than abandon my church." He also continued to ordain new priests and organize new parishes. The faithful were inspired by the bishop's fortitude, and some Eastern Orthodox parishes even asked to be received into its fold. The account of his assassination reads like the script of a B-grade horror film. On October 27, 1947, the bishop was returning from Lauki, where he had consecrated a church. He was accompanied by two priests and two seminarians. On the road between Cherevitsi and Ivanovtsi, a lorry filled with soldiers and police drove into the buggy at high speed with the obvious intention of knocking it over and passing off the bishop's death as an accident. The horses died instantly. The buggy was smashed to pieces. But Romja and his companion survived the accident unscathed. Then the soldiers, armed with iron bars, attempted to finish the job. They kept hitting him until they appeared unconscious and were left for dead. Some passers-by later came to their rescue and took them in very serious condition to the Mukachevo Hospital. The priests and seminarians were discharged after a while, but Bishop Romja stayed in the ward since his injuries were more serious. A passerby took them to the hospital in Mukachevo, where Bishop Romja was given to the care of Dr. Fedinets. He was showing signs of recovery when Dr. Fedinets was suddenly barred from treating him. The hospital director and an unknown nurse took over the bishop's treatment, and the next morning, November 1st, Bishop Romja was dead from apparent poisoning. The nurse promptly disappeared. On February 20, 1949, the Soviet authorities confiscated Holy Cross Cathedral and quickly began to liquidate the Greek Catholic Eparchy of Mukachevo. Churches were closed. Many members were arrested, killed, or deported to concentration camps in Siberia. Only a few members remained to form a Catholic underground. Martyrs like Bishop Romja strengthened them against the official atheism of the Soviet Union. Next, we have Serencha with Tamna Lučci.
Tam na Lučci zeleni, 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 pasłodziucza jeleni, 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 jeleni. Oj, pasła ich, moj myła, moj myła, moj myła, moj myła, što mia w sercu nosyła. Nosyła, 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 dziewcza, dziewcza, co tam masz? Co tam masz, co tam masz, co tam masz? Że fartuszkom zakrywasz, 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 zakrywasz.
The Pittsburgh Byzantine Catholic Archeparochial Choir is preparing for a very busy holiday season. Many choir members will be attending the 49th annual St. Nicholas Day Banquet at 3 p.m. on Sunday, December 4th, to be held at the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist Social Center in Munhall, PA. And the tickets are $30. You may contact the pastor of any Byzantine Catholic church or phone the GCU at 1-800-722-4428. On Monday, December 12th at 7:30 p.m., they will be participating in a wonderful Christmas celebration at Heinz Hall. Admission is free, but you must have a ticket. Send a stamped, self-addressed envelope to Tickets, 66 Riverview Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15214. Two tickets per request, please. Come and share in a beautiful Christmas celebration of Scripture and song. And the choir will present Songs of Joy, an Old World Christmas, on Sunday, December 18th at 3 p.m. at the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist, Munhall. And they will include Christmas hymns and carols from the Ruthenian tradition, as well as other Eastern and Western European traditions. Admission is free, and a reception with light refreshments will follow. For more information, call Darlene Faka at the Chancery at 412-231-4000, or email byzchoir@yahoo.com. They will then celebrate the holiday seasons with their annual Christmas get-together on December 21st. Now enjoy Mala Baba Kuruku by the children of Detsky Folklorny Shadish.
Thank you.
On Sunday, November 27th, the Pittsburgh chapter of the CRS will be holding a general membership meeting at the University of Pittsburgh's Law School at 2 p.m. The meeting will start with a discussion on the World Congress of Russians and its future here in America and in the homeland by CRS National President John Rigetti and myself, Dean Paloka, Vice President. After the discussion, we will be nominating and hopefully electing a new board of directors for the Pittsburgh chapter. This is your chance to either run for elected office or make your voice heard by voting. You must be an active member of the CRS to either run for office or vote in this biennial election. We will also begin planning our next event, which is tentatively set for Friday, January 13th, 2006. CRS Pittsburgh is planning an old calendar New Year's party. We need your help in planning and staffing this event, so please try to attend. Again, that is Sunday, November 27th at the Barco Law Building, room 107, across the street from the original hot dog shop, Forbes Avenue in Oakland. For more information, call me at 412-262-9425 or email me at vicepresident@c-rs.org. Next, we have Zastauka and Bodasia Kohut Znudio from Hudatska Taistra.
The St. John's Orthodox Church in Ambridge will be holding their annual holiday Pidoy and Bake Sale on Friday, December 23rd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the St. John's Center, 5th and Elm, Ambridge, PA. The large variety includes Pidoy and Halushki, nut, poppy seed and apricot, and pumpkin rolls, nut and apricot horns, lady locks, apricot tort, cherry cheesecake, and small, medium, and large assortment cookie trays. Orders must be placed by December 9th by calling 724-869-5516 from 3 to 9 p.m. And the Mount St. Macrina Retreat Center is now the Mount St. Macrina House of Prayer, with a desire that the image be a place to withdraw for prayer, meditation, and solitude. They will be offering Christmas Preparation Day on Saturday, December 10th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., presented by the very Reverend George Appleyard. Registration is due by December 2nd. The offering is $25 and includes a meal. For more information, call 724-438-7149.
There is in Pittsburgh a center of spirituality, the Byzantine Catholic Seminary, a center of education and formation for men called by God to serve his people as ordained priests. You can be a part of this. You can support the work of the seminary. You can support these men who are devoting their lives to the service of God's people.
For more information, call 412-321-8383. Next, we have a song from Makovitska Hološ.
Aničko, čo mě zmítáka, když jsi mi nebyla ani raz taká. Očka máš padnutý, líčka máš zbladnutý, povíš mi, Aničko, kdo já tak ljubí. Oni do nás chodili, mene perevodili, budeš ty, Aničko, naša nevista.
You can get award-winning pierogi from Holy Ghost Church, Helen Street, McKees Rocks, Bonhams. Choose from potato, sauerkraut, or cheese. Call Helen early on Fridays at 412-331-5155 to place an order for pickup or eat-in. They are now taking orders for Christmas. The last days before the holidays will be December 15th and 16th, and they will only be making a certain quantity. When that quantity is reached, orders will be closed. Order early to be sure to have pierogi for your Holy Supper. The pierogi kitchen will be closed during January for a much-needed break and will resume on Friday, February 3rd. And next we have The Heart of Europe by Roland.
Ne sobi nove ropi, naše Slovensko bude v Tekopi, naše Slovensko je v Evropi. Let's go to sing with us and so English, let's make happy, nice English woman, let's make happy, English woman.
They have the nice country, they and the Tatry heart of Europe. Na 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 na. Zaspievajme si tiež po slovensky, poďme naše pekné Slovenky, tam od Dunaja až po Tatry. Zaspívejme si také po česky, ať potešíme i české holky a na Moravie Moravanky. Dehande Tatry is one nice country, dehande Tatry heart of Europe. Na 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 na. Месте тоже по-русски, развеселяйме русские девушки, развеселяйме все женщины. Певайме соке также по-польски, вешайме ладне польские кобеты, а под татрами и гуральки. Деханде Татри из One Nice Country, деханде Татри heart of Europe.
We approach the holiday, Thanksgiving. We have so much to be thankful for, but we all need to know that we need to thank the Lord for not withholding the blessings of life from us, even though we take them all for granted. And may we turn words of thanksgiving into deeds of service. I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me, Jack Poloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McGee's Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week, and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Rusyn Heritage program.
Drahé rusynské bratě i sestry, dovolte nám od srdce poděkovat všem, komu dnes počuvali. Dúmame, že ste si páčili našeho vysielania. Pozývame vás počúvať sledujúci nedeľa o 12 hodin do stanice WEDO na rusynského národnostného vysielania. Choďte zdraví s Bohom.
This is your station of nations, WEDO.